Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and today I'm bringing you something from Wide Open Agriculture. Now, if you don't know them, the ASX code is WOA, and I'm speaking with the Managing Director, Ben Cole. Ben, great to see you over in WA. I'm a West Coast, East Coast. It's a Zoom call because it's COVID. Your borders still aren't open, Ben.
It is, I know. Well, we're getting there. I mean, I think it's exciting times for Wide Open Agriculture, well, and Australia. You know, when I look globally at how we've responded, I'm really proud of the response. And also it's meant sort of quite, fertile ground for Wide Open Agriculture's growth over this year. It's been a really challenging year for everyone globally. But for Wide Open Agriculture and our story of provenance and healthy food has actually been an incredibly positive 12 months.
Well, before we get into your very positive 12 months, let's just remind our listeners who is Wide Open Agriculture and why. I know you're very excited about all the things that are going on, but before we do, just give us a brief overview of who you are.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Wide Open Agriculture is Australia's leading regenerative food and agriculture company. And the term regenerative may be new to some people, but to us, it's firmly in the health and wellness category. That's the fastest growing category of food and agriculture. And to us, regenerative is very strong around telling the story of the farm, a story that's really genuine around improving soil health to make healthy, nutritious food, protecting biodiversity around that farm and protecting the water cycle as well. So it really is a growing trend globally now where people want to know the story of where their food's coming from. And we give them a direct line of sight back to the farm and show the consumer that where their food comes from and the impact it has on their diet and their family's health.
Which I guess is a big and growing sector of the market. But how did you guys get it? Like, what are the areas that you're involved in?
Yeah.
And how did the company start? How did you see that this is an area which has got tremendous growth?
Well, really, it's from living in a region, the wheat belt of Western Australia, where I see us grow the world's best lupins, oats, and livestock, sheep and cows and cattle, and I could see that there were excellent farmers farming in a way that was different, that was exciting and dynamic, but actually were just selling it into commodity markets. So we really saw this immense opportunity here in West Australia to say, well, let's tell this story and communicate this story and offer these farmers that are farming in a way that's more healthy for farm and more healthy for consumer and communicate it. And we've done that through our food brand, Dirty Clean Food. Yeah, and it allows these farmers to really, you know, believe in their story and work towards this amazing style of farming, but also then deliver this incredible food to consumers. And we call them conscious consumers, consumers who are like, hang on, what is the impact of this food on my body, my family's body, but also the global environment as well, particularly around climate change? Food and ag's a really exciting sector, but yeah, it's a contributor to climate change. So we are very much a for-profit, for-purpose company, and we wear that on our sleeve, and we think that's important to our investors. We really get some loyal investors, but also our food consumers as well. It's vital that we tell that story.
When you say that, so this is over in Western Australia, are farmers doing something different over there to make this? And you mentioned Dirty Clean Food, I'll come to that in a minute. But are they doing things differently to make it more healthy? And just explain that process to me.
I can. I mean, the term regenerative is actually quite a global term now. It's a global trend in farming, as I mentioned, that's really around protecting soil health, biodiversity and the water cycle. But what Wide Open Agriculture and our food brand Dirty Clean Food do is really offer the best of West Australian produce to global markets, particularly Australia and Southeast Asian markets are our focus target markets. And what we do very well in West Australia and what our farmers do very well is manage to the conditions of Western Australia. We are amazing livestock, cereal and legume producers. So we really want to maximise what we're good at here. and share that with global food consumers all the way around Australia, but then, of course, to Southeast Asia, where we have such strong trading relationships with already. And also our produce has a really strong reputation. So we really see it as like beyond clean and green. It's a very much deeper and richer story than that.
You mentioned before, and I'm going to get on to beyond, because that reminds me of something. Just remind me, beyond meat, but I'll come back to that in a minute.
Definitely.
When you talked about lupins, forgive my ignorance, and there's probably people out there going, lupins, what are lupins, and what is this unlocking the potential of lupins?
Yeah, that's one of the three parts of our business. We have our food brand, Dirty Clean Food. We're working on a really exciting project with oat milk, but lupin is really the one that we see having the greatest sort of growth and scale. It really is exciting. So Australian sweet lupin, WA is the world's leading grower of Australian sweet lupin, which is simply a yellow pea that is basically, it is a superfood. It is half protein and half fiber. It has the highest level of protein of any legume. It matches soy in that regard. Soy protein, to give you an example, is an $8 billion per annum sector. Wow. It totally dominates the plant-based protein category. And Australian sweet lupin sits perfectly in that structure as just this amazing yellow pea. But amazingly enough, only 4% of it is consumed by humans. The majority goes into livestock. It's used, we feed it to our sheep, we feed it to our rams. It certainly helps rams be incredibly productive, but also it really allows sheep, cattle, dairy to really put on a lot of muscle tissue and become very healthy very quickly. The issue with Australian sweet lupin is that it's a very dense protein structure. So it really is quite compact. So when you eat it in your mouthfeel, it's there. You know it's there. It's quite a sort of almost a sort of a sandy texture. But amazingly, we've been looking over the last 2 years to unlock this potential, and we found it here on our doorstep at Curtin University. A very, very world-class, industry-focused university. And they've got amazing technology, which we have an exclusive license to really unlock the protein. And it effectively shakes the protein up, unlocks it, and it becomes more of a matrix rather than a sort of a layered plane. And that means it combined to other elements. So when you're making a food, as you'd know, if you're putting something in like that's a softer gel, of course, it creates a more better matrix of what you want to eat. And that, of course, gets us really excited around, can it work as a plant-based meat burger? Can it work as an addition to a plant-based milk category? Can it be used as a gluten-free product in the very burgeoning sector of gluten-free pastas and breads as well? So it's very exciting technology. And we recently announced some really exciting progress in the lab, which really gives us a very nice runway as we progress into the pilot scale trials.
Well, just explain to us a little bit about that, what's going on in the trial and in the lab, because thank you for the explanation. I never knew. And the soy market is huge. And what you're saying, because I think it's most of the market, it's about 90% of plant-based is soy. Is that correct?
Yeah, soy is absolutely the global dominator. And what excites us is that we've seen new ones come through, like pea protein is now one that's getting taken up a lot. You mentioned Beyond before. Beyond Meat use a pea protein. Impossible Foods, another big company that people would have seen really excel over the last couple of years, predominantly uses soy. But we see lupin as being a really exciting potential novel protein that comes into this market, disrupts, but also has really high environmental credentials. And a lot of people, why they choose to eat plant-based burgers, it's because of their environmental credentials. So we're really excited by that opportunity for Australian sweet lupin. And of course, our brand, Dirty Clean Food, conveys that. So it's really exciting that we could potentially be an ingredient brand as well to some of those really large global companies.
So, Beyond Meat, what came out of the starting blocks and you know, for investors in that company, they've done very well. They're not a competitor. So are you saying to me that you would be a supplier of lupin to them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our business strategy for the Australian sweet lupin protein isolate is just that, to go to as an ingredient, to go to the likes of the Beyond Meats and Impossible Foods, to the V2s foods locally here. Investors might have seen they recently did a really exciting raise as well, to really offer Australian sweet lupin protein as an alternative. to those ingredient and large food companies, but also we have Dirty Clean Food. So we think that's a great brand. We'd like to develop our own plant-based burger and other opportunities and investigate those and bring those to the local market. But there is no doubt from the scaled opportunity, it's the likes of the Beyond Meats and Impossible Foods, the Kellogg's and Nestle's that really are in our target.
Oh, you've got me excited about lupin, and I didn't really understand lupin before. So I'm sorry to go on about it, but I just want to ask a little bit more.
It excites me too, yeah.
In terms of lupin, do you have an exclusive right to this technology which is unlocking its potential?
We do, yeah. Right now, we have that option to take that commercial license with Curtin University. It's patented technology. It's a worldwide exclusive license, and we also have the right to sub-license it as well to third parties if there are global manufacturers that would like to use the technology offshore. So it's a very exciting agreement. The agreement, the royalty conditions are it's $120 per tonne of the refined product. You look at the price of pea protein, it's close to $6,000 a tonne. So we feel like that was reasonable for the stage of the technology. And also, we believe in making good, fair arrangements with our partnerships. We do it with our farmers. We want to do it with our technology providers as well. So it's a good deal.
What are the arrangements with the farmers? And lupin, is it just grown in Western Australia or is it grown all over Australia?
Yeah, it's predominantly in West Australia. We grow 80% of it here, and there is some grown on the eastern seaboard. It grows well in West Australia, and in fact, WA has been a leader in this space for a long time now around the genetic varieties and the growing conditions as well. So that excites us because obviously WA represents a really large, almost close to monopoly of the Australian sweet lupin production. And what really excites us about the the potential for lupin is that it's also from as an impact-based company, it sequesters nitrogen. So it means that when you're growing lupin, you're putting nitrogen into your soil. So the next year, if you grow an oat or a cereal like wheat or barley, you can actually get elevated levels of nitrogen in that crop, which of course is great. You want high protein foods right across your diet. So yeah, it's a very exciting crop.
Goodness me, who knew? Who knew about lupin? I love, ladies and gentlemen, I love learning about things. Gosh, no wonder you're excited. Now, I know also you want to talk about Dirty Clean Food. What? That's a great name. Explain the name, Dirty, because you kind of read it. Dirty Clean Food. It's kind of an oxymoron.
It is, and that's exactly what we wanted. It's definitely a new food brand. It's a disruptive brand. And to us, it defines regenerative. So dirty is about healthy, nutritious soil. You know, everyone loves to garden and that smell of like healthy, dark soil on your hands. Yeah, you get dirty hands when you work with that sort of soil. Clean is about no hidden nasties. So we have a clean labeling policy where we make sure there are no preservatives or artificial colours in all of the products that we produce. And Dirty Clean Food, it's quite confronting. You know, I had plenty of conversations with people saying you cannot use the word dirty in a food brand, but actually, yeah, you can. We have, and what we've shown is that it really works. It's cool, quite frankly. It captures sort of the ethic of what we're trying to say, is that there is a new way of producing food, a way that really produces healthy, delicious food, but also a way that aligns to your values around what you care about, around how you treat farmers, but also how you can treat the farmland and your impact on the accelerating climate change that we're all living within.
So when did you launch Dirty Clean Foods and what sort of foods are you currently manufacturing? And then I want to go on to the recent capital raise and what that's being used
for. Yeah, Dirty Clean Food 18 months ago, and people might have seen our past sort of announcements, but yeah, we've seen most recently close to 30 to 40% quarter on quarter growth. What's exciting for Dirty Clean Food is that it's across multiple channels from food service. We're in all the top restaurants across WA, including the Southwest, that amazing southwestern region around Margaret River. We're in great independent retailers, got really strong following there. But our online sales are great, and we've got some very strong relationships with food kits as well. So people would have noticed during COVID, online and food kits has really gone up a level, and it's here to stay. So we haven't lost those customers. It shows that people are really becoming aware of the proposition and the ease of online grocery, which is great for our business as well from a gross margin perspective. So Dirty Clean Food is really based around our grass-fed lamb and beef. But if people go onto the platform, dirtycleanfood.com.au, you'll see that really it is a platform now. What we are creating is what is Australia's leading regenerative and ethical online food store. It's like going to a farmer's market online where you get to see and value the story of the producers. But we also have friends of Dirty Clean Food. So very good brands, milk brands, egg brands, honey brands that can now tap into that online platform. And customers feel validated that they're eating food that aligns to their values, but also the importance around their health and nutritional values for themselves and their family and friends.
Ben, how do you ensure that they align with those producers of these particular different products align with your philosophy?
Certainly for foods branded Dirty Clean Food, we take that really seriously. So we have a regenerative farming coordinator and a supply manager who spend a lot of time nurturing and building the relationships with regenerative farmers. And we have a Dirty Clean Food supplier agreement. And the foundation to that is the production protocol. So things that you cannot do, and if you do, you're not actually included in our supply agreement. So an example of that is for the beef. It would be the no antibiotics, no use of hormones, and the right to roam and be 100% grass-fed. So that's absolute non-negotiable.
Isn't that organic? What's the difference between organic and regenerative?
Yeah, I would say organic is very strong and prescriptive on the use of only non-natural chemicals. Whereas we do allow our farmers to use those tools in the farming system, but in a very minimised way. We see regenerative as being much more approach around continual improvement, where a farmer can see a pathway to continually improve their farming system. And organic is sort of one of the categories in the health and wellness category, but we feel that regenerative has the one that offers the largest sort of scaled approach, particularly here in West Australia. And we're seeing that with more farmers getting more and more engaged in what we're doing. We were had to be very outbound in our early days. We're now almost 7 years old. Now we're finding farmers coming to us saying, how do we get to be a part of this? Because this is something we can genuinely see can take us on a journey of both productivity and also profitability as well.
Well, we know that recently you did a share purchase plan to raise some extra funds. I think it was at 90 cents a share. Your shares today are $1.16, so there's some happy SPP people.
Right.
But that was to fund a couple of Western Australia manufacturing plants. Was that correct?
It was actually two parts to that raise. We did do a private placement. We raised $7 million through a private placement, but also our commitment to supporting our really loyal shareholders. I mean, we've had just some excellent support from shareholders right across the registry, and we really thank people for that. And the SPP was really a demonstration that we wanted to stay committed to that. So we raised an additional $1.5 million. Yeah, and the use of funds there is really, our oat milk is really exciting. It's called Oat Up. We've done our exclusive launch here in WA. It's a very exciting product and category. It's the fastest growing disruptor to an animal-based product, which is plant-based milk. So people are often familiar with almond and soy, yeah. But you go to your barista and ask them about oat milk. It is without doubt the rising star. We've seen it go from penetration of as low as 5% in that category, right up to 20% in European markets, where really now you'll go to baristas in markets like Amsterdam and all they will have is a range of oat milks, because almond and soy, certainly around a taste profile, are much more domineering over the coffee bean. Oat has a really nice balance to that bean, but also it froths very well. So it really creates a really nice, a nice head and froth to your coffee. Alongside that is the environmental credentials. Oats came out number one in a sustainability review of what plant-based milk should you drink if you're really concerned about your environmental impact. And it's oats is number one, both around water consumption, but also chemical use as well. So, we think Oat Up is a really exciting proposition because we're using WA's best oats, regeneratively grown, with a global reputation, and using amazing technology developed in Italy. Over 30 years, they make the best oat milk in the world. So combining the best ingredient with the best manufacturer made a lot of sense. But our ambition is absolutely to bring that technology here to West Australia so we can have a grown and made proposition. And then with the other use of funds, we really want to accelerate Dirty Clean Food and consolidate that and look upwards to those Asian trading partners as well. And then the Loop and Protein, we want to build a pilot plant. We want to get it to a commercial scale where we can start really getting it and turning the wheels and so that we can reach global customers as well.
Well, let's talk about commercial scale and let's talk about news flow for investors. So for people out there who are either current shareholders of Wide Open Agriculture, I mean, you've got a lot going on at the moment.
We do.
And there seems to be a lot of growth. So let's just talk a little bit of milestones that are going to be happening. And also, yep. I'd just like to know, and I'm sure those people listening would as well, your share price currently is $1.16. I'm just curious where you see the growth and if you think that, you know, there's a lot more to come.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I'm really buoyant and excited about Wide Open Agriculture. I mean, we really are at such an exciting stage. You know, it's the classic, you know, you've got to have a great strategy. You've got to have the cash to do that. Then you've got to execute it with the right people. And we've got all four of those right now. So we're just so poised. Where I see the really exciting levers is OTUP, launching that across WA, getting it across the Eastern Seaboard. But West Australian oats have a global reputation for excellence. So bringing a West Australian oat milk to markets like South Korea and Japan and across those economies in Southeast Asia really excites us. Dirty Clean Food's got a lot of room for growth. We've built a really strong brand, and it's from brands that you can then really accelerate, volume. So we're looking at the categories we're in now, both the beef and the lamb as well. We think there's great opportunities there. And more recently, we just launched a regenerative chicken, which is really exciting as well, just to bring that whole suite of animal proteins across into Dirty Clean Food, which is really exciting. And then there is the lupin. I mean, that is so exciting. I mean, yeah, getting this optimization work done in the laboratory is important. But of course, it's about pilot scale. Pilot scale means you can then shift very quickly into commercial scale, because really pilot scale is just small scale commercial. So that excites us a lot. Working with Australia's leading food innovation centre, really progressing with confidence on that front. And we sort of feel that near-term news, there's some really exciting news coming where we can really show the market that this has got real commercial potential. It's about getting the food grade samples, getting them tested, showing that they're doing the right thing, and then sending samples out to global food companies like the ones we've mentioned, the Beyond Meats, the Impossible Foods, the Kellogg's and the Nestle's of the world, and saying, here is the top environmentally credentialed plant-based protein from a product that a lot of you, like you, Kerry, didn't know a lot about. Mm. So it's really exciting to be able to offer food companies with something that's innovative and new, and we think that's going to be, you know, create quite a buzz globally.
What's your time frame on the lupin, do you think, to get it to commercial production?
Commercial production, yeah, we believe, certainly the pilot scale, we believe, is a 6 to 12 month type runway. And then commercial production, we think, is probably another 6 to 12 months on top of that. But also we are really excited about the opportunities of, you know, partnering with companies both globally and in Australia to accelerate that. So we could certainly see that timetable being compressed if we identify the right collaborations and partnerships.
So already looking at some partnerships, but going forward, would you partner with some of those like Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat? Would you look at partnerships there?
Oh, yeah, we absolutely would look at those. Yeah, we'd love to do that. I mean, we are a very, purpose-driven organisation. And when you find other purpose-driven organisations, things often move very smoothly because you have that alignment. So we look at those companies and the way they sort of present their sort of company and what it strives to do. So, yeah, we'd really look at that with great interest.
Ben, it would be remiss of me not to ask right now, how would you sum it up for investors? I mean, there's a lot of news flow coming out, obviously that sort of regenerative area. People are looking at health and wellness. That plant-based food is huge and growing, and the taste is getting better. What would you say to investors or potential investors that are looking at Wide Open Agriculture, ASX code WOA? What would you say to them right now? Share price seems strong. You think it's got a lot of growth for the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I would say that, you know, you need to be in food and agriculture. I think we've all recognised through the COVID-19 pandemic that it was an overlooked sector and that now is the time to get into food and agriculture. And regenerative is the next global trend that isn't going away. It has the scalability and the ability to really have dramatic impact both on, you know, the amount of food that is produced and therefore received by consumers and therefore revenue and profitability for a company like Wide Open Agriculture. But also, yeah, I think it's just the recognition everyone's having conversations now about food, how it's produced and its impact on their human health and the environment. And that's exactly where Wide Open Agriculture and our food brand Dirty Clean Food sit. And then the third big global trend is, you know, plant-based. No, not everyone is going to become vegan, but people are making conscious decisions to either reduce or swap the occasional meal to a plant-based. And that really sits us firmly with our oat milk, which has got a great, you know, name, Oat Up. It's kind of up and looking good. And then the lupin as well, which we've talked a lot about. But that really is an exciting opportunity and disruptor in an immense market that is actually at a stage now, like where demand is far outstripping supply. The demand we're getting from a novel plant-based protein is really, you know, really exciting for us. And we just need to capitalize on that opportunity. So yeah, we are, as you said, well cashed. We have $14.2 million cash at bank. We have an amazing team. The strategy is strong and the execution has always been very rapid and successful. So we really feel like we're a great proposition for a lot of growth.
Ben, I love your enthusiasm. I love how you're just looking at this and going, they've got, you know, it's exponential growth coming forward. Lots of news flow to come out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great story, Wide Open Agriculture, and I love it. Dirty Clean Food, and who knew? I love this. I learned about lupins, massive market. Hey, Ben, thanks so much for joining us today, and I'll look forward to having a chat with you in the new year to see how far you've come.
Love to. Thanks, Kerry. Thanks for the chat.